From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Tropical Storm Lee has finally come ashore in southern Louisiana. The National Hurricane Center in Miami says Lee came ashore about 50 miles southwest of Lafayette a couple of hours ago with maximum sustained winds of 45 miles per hour. More heavy rains are predicted, and forecasters warn there could be extensive flooding. Thousands in the region are without electricity. The Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown says Lee will continue to move over parts of the United States once it leaves Louisiana.
After making landfall, it should move northeastward over eastern Louisiana and then across southern Mississippi and into Alabama and up into Tennessee.
For now, though, Lee is giving New Orleans a test of its flood defenses. Libyan rebels are trying to take control of the entire country. NATO-backed rebel forces are on the outskirts of one of Muammar Gaddafi's last strongholds, and rebel leaders say they are prepared to attack if necessary. NPR's Jason Bobian is on his way to the town of Bani Walid. He says the rebels hope to gain control of the town today.
We're on the road here from Tripoli towards Bani Walid. We've been stopped at a rebel checkpoint. This is the last point where they're stopping people before Bani Walid. Rebels here say that negotiations have broken down for Bani Walid. Bani Walid is in between Tripoli and Sirte. It's one of the last strongholds, the last holdouts of supporters for Muammar Gaddafi. They say that they are going to attack Bani Walid because these negotiations have broken down. People here say that the town wants to be liberated. Leadership from the rebels have been saying that they wanted them to surrender, but they will take the town by force.
NPR's Jason Bobian reporting. President Obama expected to deliver a speech on jobs later this week. He's expected to announce some tax cuts to create jobs and infrastructure projects. As NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports, this comes after the Labor Department said hiring came to a standstill last month.
In August, the number of net new jobs came to zero. And with business hiring slowing, some say the president should create work projects and develop training programs to get people back to work. Christine Owens is executive director of the National Employment Law Project.
It's hard to generate demand when you have such high unemployment and so many people who are very anxious about what the future holds. So there really has to be some kind of more direct policy intervention.
But Republicans in Congress are resistant to any spending. They blame a threat of new taxes for the slower hiring. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Former International Monetary Fund Chief Dominic Strauss-Kahn has returned home to France for the first time since a New York hotel maid accused him of sexual assault. New York prosecutors dropped the charges against Strauss-Kahn, saying his accuser was not credible. The scandal, though, shattered Strauss-Kahn's hopes to run for the French presidency, and his troubles are not yet over. He faces similar accusations in France. This is NPR News. There will be no change in the inscription on the new Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial on the National Mall. As NPR's Nancy Lyons reports, the executive architect says it will stand.
One side of the block statue has a condensed quote, "I was a drum major for justice, peace, and righteousness." It's the editing of that quote that's caused so much controversy. The actual quote was part of a sermon Dr. King gave about a eulogy that might be given in the event of his death. He said, "If you want to say I was a drum major, say I was a drum major for justice, say I was a drum major for peace, I was a drum major for righteousness, and all of the other shallow things will not matter." One of the memorial's best-known consultants, poet Maya Angelou, tells the Washington Post the inscription that made it onto the memorial makes the civil rights leader look like an arrogant twit when she says he was anything but that. Ed Jackson Jr., the executive architect, says the paraphrased quote is proper and fitting. He says the full quote would not fit into the allotted space. Nancy Lyons, NPR News, Washington.
After missing nearly a year because of a series of health problems, Serena Williams is cementing her status as a contender for the U.S. Open Championship. She's made it into the round of 16 with a victory over fourth seed Victoria Azarenka. Williams entered the tournament seeded 28th, but says her game is progressing.
I just worked hard, and I mean, I was a pretty good player before. So just trying to get back into that rhythm.
Williams is a former world number one who's won 13 Grand Slams. She faces former French Open champion Anna Ivanovic, tomorrow. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.